CityTalk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. CityTalk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
City Talk 105.9. This is indeed Bloke Talk. Not with Duncan Barks. They haven't got any production yet, but maybe next time. I'm Will Batchelor, normally Duncan Barks' producer on weekdays from 9 until 12. But I step into his size, surprisingly small, 7 shoes.
Is that all he's got?
Yeah, that's all he's got. He's a big man, but tiny feet. He had them bandaged when he was a child.
You'd think he'd fall over with feet that small.
No, he got used to it. That's why he limps.
What size are you, Will?
I'm size 11. Shall I get through the intro before we start chatting, or is freeform that we don't even do that?
Carry on.
I'm Will Batchelor, Duncan Barks' producer and foot specialist during the week. And I step into his tiny shoes on Bloke Talk. Hello to all the Bloke Talk fans out there. And joined, as ever, by his regular motley crew of one bloke, Toby Gillis, from the City Talk newsroom.
Good evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening.
You may be listening on the internet.
Yes.
Well, on the
Duncan will always, if we're doing an intro, you've got to do it properly. Duncan will always say that to people who might be listening at any time of the day.
Or night. Also joining me in the studio is honorary bloke, Laura Harms, also from the City Talk newsroom, eating some generic chocolate flavoured.
Circles.
Good evening.
They're not just chocolate flavoured, they're actual chocolate.
They're lovely. Women love chocolate.
Do you know what?
After men?
Yeah, but women like it more, don't they?
Is that a fact? Do you think that's true?
I don't know. Women crave chocolate, don't they?
Bloke Talk's been going nearly a year now. It started out just men only. You came in about, 6 months ago now, Laura?
Yeah, would have been, yeah.
Have you not talked yet about women liking chocolate?
No, we haven't.
That's interesting.
I think normally that's because Duncan, if ever he decides to bring us treats, it's cans of Vimto. But today he's not here, so I thought I would bring us said chocolate circles.
Well, thank you. They're very nice. Mm. Let's just do this chocolate thing here and now. Laura, how much do women like chocolate?
Lots. I think it's supposed to release certain pleasure chemicals. And I don't know if it has that effect on men and women. But women actually crave it, don't they? And they,
I get chocolate cravings. I get sweet cravings.
That's just needing sugar rush.
Do you get chocolate cravings?
I don't, but you're quite feminine.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me saying.
So maybe it's a measure of your blokiness.
Bloke Talk.
I think Bloke Talk gave up all impressions of blokiness some time ago. but it's good, because the point of Bloke Talk, for those who are joining us for the first time on City Talk 105.9, maybe wondering what the hell this is about, they'd be forgiven for doing so. But Bloke Talk is, well, it's the kind of Saturday, Sunday, weekend opportunity for men to get together and sit down and smoke metaphorical cigars and talk. And the reason we've introduced Laura into the equation is because we need a women's view on these things.
Obviously.
Laura, do you think men? Do you think women like chocolate more than men like pies?
Yes, I think so, because I don't think men actually get cravings for pies.
I don't even like many pies. Pork
but that's because you're women.
I really don't like, because I don't like the jelly. Do you like the jelly in pork pies? Minging.
I don't like the jelly at all.
Do you not like any jelly at all? Not even dessert jelly?
Yeah, but you can't have that in a pork pie.
Well, you could. Probably wouldn't taste very nice, but
what about a pie, like a pie that you get at the football, like a meat pie?
Yeah, I'll have one of them, but then they're not as good as chocolate, are they? But that's because they're football pies. Football pies are generally extortionately priced and really rather terrible.
That's true.
When was the last time you went to a football match?
I went to many football matches. I was a season ticket holder at a club outside of our
was it Birmingham area. City?
It was Birmingham City, yeah. I was a season ticket holder there for 5 years. In recent years, i.e. when we were promoted to Premiership, went down there.
A glory hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. All the glory hunters support Birmingham City.
Yeah, big time.
I reckon that's the first time a Birmingham City fan has ever been called a glory hunter.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah,
that's
when
about
they got
right.
promoted, that's when he got the season ticket. It wasn't interested before.
My housemate supports Hull City.
Now that would be a fairy tale, wouldn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely flying at the moment, but they beat my team, Watford, in the playoffs last year, and at the time, I called him a glory hunting, rude word, which I obviously can't say on the radio. And he told me that was the first time a Hull City fan had ever been called a glory hunter. But when your team has been beaten by 6 goals in a playoff semi-final, you kind of feel like he's a glory hunter.
6 goals?
Yeah, over 2 legs, we were beaten by 6.
So in fact, it's funny because, 3-0 both times? Or?
I can't actually remember. No, I don't think it was. We lost the first one 2-1 and the second one 4-1.
Okay, we're going to talk about football now because it's much more interesting than chocolate. Just for a while. It's not the sports show. It's Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9.
I think, actually, do you know what? I don't think we've ever talked about football ever on Bloke Talk.
Duncan's not a fan,
which is
really
astonishing. He's for not, a Bloke
no.
Talk.
He did when Duncan
and
first came.
He pretends to like Trump.
Well, he kind of has adopted.
He does pretend. He does.
He's been to matches and actively supports.
Yeah, but I pulled him up on it one night, and he could name like 2 of the players. Literally, I knew more players than him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because you do the news and I have to write all your stuff for you for Tranmere.
No, ooh. Sometimes I write my own scripts. I do sometimes. Mm. Well, I'd heard of more players than him anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Duncan's not. No, Duncan's
listen,
not.
Kids, let's keep this bickering for off air. Do you always bicker on this show?
Yeah.
Basically.
Is it therapy?
Really.
That's why if you go on the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society on Facebook, there are rumours, well, not rumours, people think that we kind of fancy each other, but we don't.
I'm going to talk about Facebook later, but I'm going to at least see one subject through to more than
okay.
about 30
right.
seconds of conversation.
Sorry, yeah,
seriously, Hull City fans. My sister went out with a Hull fan about 10 years ago, and she said it was great fun. Used to go to the match, and they had this chant, you've been mauled by the Tigers, mauled by the Tigers. And they'd do this. You can't see this on the radio, but I'm making a mauling motion with my hand. as if claws are coming out of my fingers. It was that kind of club. When they got promoted, I think, Toby, you do a lot of sports stuff on City Talk 105.9. Yeah. You must have had them tagged to go straight down.
Well, I think everyone did. I mean, you thought that they probably weren't going to do a derby, but that doesn't say much. You know, only Tottenham looked like they might do a derby at the moment. But no, you'd have thought certainly Stoke and, I mean, obviously I'm a fan of a team in the Championship as well, so I followed it quite a lot. And you'd have thought Stoke and Hull down definitely. West Brom might have had a chance. At the moment, it looks like it might be the other way around.
See, the Hull management and fans are still saying, well, the management are still saying, oh, well, you know, it could all go wrong. They're almost doing that touch wood thing because they can't believe it themselves.
I don't think they can believe it. No. You wouldn't. They're level with Chelsea. And
is it 20 points they got? 22?
20 points, yeah.
Yeah, 20 points at the time of recording this. If you're listening on www.citytalk.fm, they may well be on 40 points by now.
Well, I doubt that. I don't think they're likely to get 20 points from the one game they've got before this.
No, but they might be listening to it
in
weeks
6 months
later.
Time. Yeah,
that's what
true.
I'm
they
saying.
Might be. Yeah,
you may
that.
Have
I'll
saved it onto your iPod board. And think, it's February 2009. I'll get round to listening to that Bloke Talk edition
yeah,
I missed.
Fair enough.
Yeah. He's got Will Batchelor
presenting.
Yeah, I was
going to say, you could understand why they might just not bother with this one with a different presenter.
So, Laura, we haven't explored your football fandom. Are you bored by it? Do you like football?
I support Arsenal. And obviously Hull City beat us, which are quite... Do you know what? If we were going to get beaten by anyone, I was glad that it was Hull. You know,
do you
some
really
people
support
might
Arsenal
say,
or did you get into them around the
no.
Freddie Ljungberg period?
No, I liked them before that. My dad used to take me when I was young, George Graham era, when we were boring, basically.
You and your dad, or...?
Me and my dad have always been boring.
Yeah, you used to go to the match and just read a book?
No, we used to go in the sort of 1-0 phase.
Okay, let me ask you this. You've both come as outsiders to Merseyside. I was originally, but I've been here 10 years, so I've
got
kind
of... Do you count yourself as a Merseysider now?
I do now, yeah. I feel a lot more loyalty to Liverpool and Merseyside than I do to the city of my birth. Much as I like it, I don't know anything about Birmingham anymore. I don't know the places to go. I don't know the shops to go to. I don't know the restaurants or the pubs. It's all changed. So I consider myself a kind of adopted Liverpoolian. You guys have been here for a less amount of time. I know you love the city, but... Let's say you bred, not together, but let's say you both found
definitely
a partner. Toby, you might find a life partner in Liverpool. Laura, you'd find a fella. And you had children together. Would you bring your children up as either Liverpool or Everton or Tranmere fans? Or would you want to bring them up in your own faith?
Oh.
Watford and Arsenal, respectively?
Oh, that's a difficult one, because obviously I at the moment I follow Tranmere all the time, and I think it's quite important. And one of the things that I regret a bit, actually, is the fact that my dad, in fact, none of my family, I'm kind of the first one that's into football. And it's like all the fanaticism that might have been spread around my family ended up in me, because I'm a football fanatic, completely could watch it 24/7 and absolutely love it. I think I'd probably want them to be a Watford fan, but I would understand if, you know, at the moment I'm covering Tranmere. So say I had a baby, you know, tomorrow, which is, I hope, quite unlikely.
You never know, though, Toby.
Look, can you stop rustling those generic chocolate circles, please?
Can I have another bucket? I've only had three, and I'm, I want some more.
No, you can't.
Please, you would be leaning towards bringing them up in Watford faith.
But what I was about to say was that, you know, the one thing I really regret was that my dad used to take me to football just because he thought I'd like it, and we went all over. And it wasn't until I got a job working at a car park outside Watford Football Club, and that basically my payment for that was the season ticket. So I would start going, and that Watford wormed their way into my heart, and obviously they're my local team. And
that is the most depressing story for how you would learn to follow a football team. I was working in a car park outside Watford Football Club, and I didn't even get paid money.
I did actually get paid money, but it was below minimum wage, I think, and that would have been because, you know, the extra bonus was the season ticket.
Okay, I'm going to move on to Laura in a second, because Arsenal is different, because obviously Arsenal have got hopes of success and they've got a recent history of success. Seriously, Watford have got no chance. Birmingham have got no chance.
I don't agree with that.
Don't you think now is the time to break the cycle? You're in a footballing city. You could choose Liverpool, who have clearly had massive recent success and a lot of chance. Everton are certainly there or thereabouts at the top of the table. Why don't you break the cycle
of
misery?
It's funny you say that, because very recently I was on another of the City Sports Shorts. I can't speak. The City Sports Show, and talking with some other members of the press about how people on Merseyside don't support England. And I think it's very important to support England, and I think Everton and Liverpool fans generally, possibly because of their relative successes, but also because of their, I suppose, patriotism is probably not quite the right word, but for this area.
Yeah, it's a civic patriotism.
Yes, it is. They, I believe that they don't really support England for that reason, and I think England should be the pinnacle. And then you support Watford and perhaps Tranmere as well. And it's that sort of relative lack of success that makes you so passionate about your country. And I think it's really important for people to support their country, because when England do well, the country is on such a high. And I love that feeling.
Laura, would you bring up
question?
Well, the original question was, if you stayed here on Merseyside, and we hope you will. I say we, as I'm not, you know, some kind of representative of Merseyside. Yeah. But
there was
anyway.
A big silence after you said we hope you will, and Laura didn't answer.
No,
did
she was pondering. She was pondering. But
I think they'd probably end up supporting whoever my partner supported.
That's interesting.
So you would probably be more into football than me.
Because it's kind of like the Jewish faith gets passed through the mother, doesn't it? Are you saying the football faith
gets passed through the dad? Because it's a dad thing to do, go to the football with your kids. So if I end up marrying a Liverpool fan, they'd probably be a Liverpool fan.
Would you not mind that? I went and watched Arsenal v Liverpool in the Champions League with you, and you were very annoyed when Liverpool won that. There was a lot of passion there.
Well, yeah, but I think it is something that gets passed through the dad, like you said. And I think I wouldn't mind.
You can deal with that. Liverpool aren't too offensive. You'd be upset if it was a Spurs fan.
Yeah, oh yeah. I would never marry a Spurs fan.
You see, Laura, you strike me as a 21st century woman. You know, you're a strong, intelligent woman. Why does the football have to pass through the man's side?
Well, it doesn't have to. I just think it's a nice thing for little kids to do with their dad at the weekend.
Do you think girls as well as boys should go to the football with their dads?
Yeah, I do. I'd be quite happy for my little girl or boy to go to the football with their dad. I'm thinking a bit far ahead here.
I was interested in what you just said about you'd never marry a Tottenham fan. What happens if you fell in love with someone and then they were like, I'm a Spurs fan, by the way?
I wouldn't fall in love with a Spurs fan.
Why not? How do you know?
I just know.
That's quite
What's the team that Watford hates? Is there one?
Luton. Yeah, but
would you fall in? Would you marry a Luton fan?
I think I'd marry a Luton fan if I fell in love with a Luton fan. Yeah. I'd probably not love that little bit of them, that like misfunction in their brain that made them support them. But
would you love the fact that you might have to go to Luton occasionally?
I wouldn't have to go to Luton occasionally.
To the in-laws.
They can go on their own and that's it.
What if they're an absolutely massive Luton fan and then they did one of those things, you know, where you get married at a football club and they were like, I've always dreamed of having my dream wedding at Luton FC.
I'll tell you what, they'd have to walk over needles to get
Yeah,
there,
but if you loved them...
I don't think I'd want to get married in Luton, to be honest with you. But I think if they loved me as much as I loved them, we'd come to some sort of compromise.
Yeah.
By the way, I might as well just interject now. City Talk 105.9, it's the voice of Liverpool, which is surprising because we've been talking about Luton and Watford and Arsenal
for
the past couple of minutes.
Two Southerners and a Brummie.
But we're all, this is the point, you see, this is new Liverpool. We are, this is the face of Liverpool now. Love the Scousers, obviously, but the city is attracting more and more people mm-hmm. from outside the city. The retention rates, the university is fantastic. And, you know, you will find more and more Watford fans, Arsenal fans and Birmingham fans in Liverpool.
I don't know about Watford fans.
Right.
Sorry.
This is Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9. And we'll be back shortly after this.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
Absolutely, City Talk 105.9. This is the voice of Liverpool. I'm not Duncan Barks, I'm Will Batchelor. I'm his trusty sidekick during the week. And indeed, when he goes on holiday, as he is this week, I take over Bloke Talk as well. And it's an honour and a privilege to do so. Joined, as Duncan usually is in the studio, by Toby Gillis from the City Talk newsroom and by Laura Harms from the same
Hello.
City Talk newsroom.
Where's Duncan this week then? Where's he gone?
He's holidaying in Brighton, would you believe?
Ooh.
Yeah. Nothing like that. He's
Do
gone with his
have
wife.
Little feet down there.
I don't know about that, but he's gone with his wife, just to scotch any other rumours.
I have a bit of a thing about Brighton. I feel like, because I did my broadcasting course down in Brighton, and my sister lives there. And lots of people, I completely fall in love with Brighton, and there's bits of it that I really liked, but...
Do you like the social
the
scene
thing
in
I
Brighton?
Didn't, no, not especially. I didn't likes. Fall in love with Brighton. And the thing that I really didn't like is because I felt so detached from the world. Like there's this massive bubble around Brighton. And almost you had to go hunting for like some news or to find out the sports results from anywhere other than, what's their little ground called there? They're in the Withdean Stadium.
Withdean, yeah.
Which is basically an athletics track.
They want to move, don't they?
Well, they've been granted permission for
That's
a new
it.
Stadium, yeah.
I knew they keep banging
Do you think
on
we
it.
Should be talking about Brighton's
I'm
new stadium?
Fairly sure we
Sorry,
shouldn't.
No, you're
I'm fairly
right.
sure we shouldn't no. because City Talk is the voice of Liverpool.
We should be talking, if we're going to talk stadiums, we should talk about Liverpool or Everton stadiums.
Let's not talk about
I
that.
Know,
but that opens up a whole can of worms that we don't
anyway,
want to go
Anyway, it's not
into.
Very bloke talking.
Well, bloke talk is about the relationship generally between the sexes. And we were talking about football before the break. Mm. And we were talking about which line the football loyalty gets passed down. Should it get passed through the mother's side? Unlikely. Or should it get passed through the father's side? Laura, you've surprised us by saying that as a woman, you agree that it should be passed through the father's side.
I'm just thinking that the guy would probably be more passionate about football.
I was
going to
say,
me.
It shouldn't be necessarily, oh, the man or the woman's job. It's just whoever likes football the most. Simple
and I think, obviously, this is a generalisation because there's lots of massive women who are massive football fans, but
massive
generally...
Massive women?
Massive
are you
women.
Saying massive women like football, Laura?
No, some thin women like football. But there's a lot of women that are massive football fans, but generally men are bigger fans of football.
That's a generalisation.
Do you think
it's
a sock?
Fact. More men go to football matches. That's
fair
fact.
To make.
Is it a sock to men?
Oh, you're having a go at me then.
No, huh? Not always.
I'm wondering, Laura, is it a sop to men? Are you kind of saying that, I think we know, and again, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but in a marriage, in a long-term relationship, usually the woman gets her way on most things. So is kind of football... a bone that you throw to the men in the relationship and they go, there you go, I'll choose where we live and what we do and what happens for 99% of our lives and you can choose the football team for the kids.
Yeah, I think that was men are not stupid. I'm not going to say men are stupid, obviously, but I think that would please. That would keep most men happy, and you can make all the rest of the decisions.
I'm not sure I'm going to be happy with this 99% of my life being controlled thing. Maybe I'll just stay single.
Are you single at the moment, Toby?
Yes.
Okay. Are you? We'll explore that later. Laura.
Well, we know that there's been much talk about this, hasn't there, with the old
I know, I just
website
thought...
And
yeah, no,
there's
I
been,
know.
There's been, I haven't had any responses.
You've just been looking... Yeah, you've just been looking a bit happy lately. I thought you might have met someone.
He's not happy, he's just tired.
I am tired.
A bit delirious.
I am
from
tired.
Working
it's been a long day today.
Laura, you're going to a wedding, aren't you?
Yes, my sister's wedding is in the next few days.
Really?
Wedding of the century.
Where? When? Who's the lucky boy?
In Manchester. She's been with him for 7 years. They actually met at a Halloween party. She was dressed as a witch.
Were they tempted to get married on Halloween?
I think he was a pumpkin,
Halloween?
Not sure.
Were they not tempted to get married on Halloween?
Yes, well, it's to coincide, really.
Have they deliberately chosen the date then to kind of coincide with the...
With the Halloween party, I don't know if it was actually on Halloween.
Does that mean that they don't get... Because, you know, how some people like have an anniversary of when they met and then like their proper wedding anniversary sort of thing. They won't be able to have the two. It's a bit of shame, isn't it?
Well, not many people celebrate Halloween much, do they?
No. I'm talking about the anniversary where they met and then the anniversary where they got married. And I thought women liked all these, you know, nice days that they can remember things by certain dates.
I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Will, because you're married and I'm not, but I think by the time you got married, you'd probably only have that anniversary, really. I don't think you'd have, we've been going out for 8 years.
Do you remember your anniversary?
No. I know my wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
It's 6/11, I always remember that, because it's like 9/11, but the other way up.
That's a depressing way of remembering it. Did you get married 3 days before?
No, it was 6/11, the 11th of June. You have to change it around. I did the joke on my wedding speech. It worked a lot better then.
Really?
But when you were just dating, was your wife like, 18th of February, this is a year since we started dating?
No. We met and we made friends first. Hmm. And then we became more than friends as the friendship progressed. So I genuinely don't think either of us could
pick a date. So there wasn't a start date.
Yeah. Well, it must have been a start date, but I don't think either of us could say.
At what point does a relationship start when you're friends with them initially?
When you end up in bed?
Do you think it is that?
Yeah.
Not the first kiss?
Can be the same night.
Can be.
If you're lucky.
Can be the same night, yes.
It depends how close friends you are.
What do you think? When does the relationship start?
I just think when you both accept that you're going, you know, that's my girlfriend, that's my boyfriend, we're exclusive.
Exclusive?
Yeah, that's when a relationship starts, exclusivity.
That's an American term.
Hmm.
Does it mean
I like
monogamous?
American terms. I like terms like on a break, dating, things like that.
We're just dating.
Yeah.
What's the difference between dating and exclusive?
Exclusive is when you would only see that person.
But dating, you can go off with other people.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between on a break and splitting up?
On a break is when things are on hold. But usually on a break has rules attached to it.
Are you on a break or off a break at the moment, Laura?
The break's kind of ended, to be honest.
The break's been broken.
So are you exclusive, dating again?
Oh, I wouldn't want to define it, to be honest.
What's the status of your relationship?
In fact, Dave is a Liverpool fan. My on-off erstwhile boyfriend.
That's a good way. Let's go back to the football. Yeah. There's two men here. They'll be interested in that.
Are you taking Dave to your sister's wedding?
Yes.
Isn't it?
It's kind of a bit weird because there's a wedding on the one day and then there's a big wedding party the next day. The wedding only has 12 people coming to it, so it's very exclusive. And
lucky
he's not
to get an invite, were you?
No, it's close family. Obviously, I'm going to get invited. And I'm not taking him to the actual wedding because I just thought, maybe it's a bit too soon for you to come to a wedding of 12 people. I'm kind of hedging my bet. I don't want him to hear this at all. But I'm kind of hedging my bets because I don't want him on my sister's wedding photos in case we split up again.
That's an issue. That is an issue.
And then the next day is the wedding.
You sound really positive about your relationship.
Yeah, I know. It's going great.
Just in case we split up.
This brings us to the topic in hand because weddings kind of make women a little bit bonkers, and I think you've just proven that, haven't you, Laura?
I think I have. A wedding is such a big event for a woman, so that's
not
why
someone else's. I mean, maybe your sister's, but it's pretty much any wedding. Even if you hear some friend of a friend is getting married, met once before at a party, drunkenly.
I think it would spoil my sister's wedding a bit if she looked back on the photos and she was like, "Who's that random?"
Well, it wouldn't have been a random. It's not like this is a bloke you've only been going out with for 6 weeks, is it?
No.
Can it be a snapshot of your lives on that particular day and date in time?
Yeah.
This is what was happening. When you look back on, you know, whatever happens in 20, 25 years' time, who's that fella? Oh, that's Dave. That was Auntie Laura's on-off boyfriend. She was exclusive with him at the time, but later they had a break. and then they were just dating.
And then they hated each other.
Do you want him to hear that bit?
That was an
admission. Anyway, so there's a wedding, which is a very small, intimate affair. We're actually, you'll like this, we're going for a curry after the wedding.
Awesome.
At a nice, not just a sort of general...
takeaway.
Yeah. You know, it'd be
a nice curry restaurant, but still
just going for a curry in the evening. And then we'll have the wedding party the next day with 150 guests. Speeches,
cake,
throwing the bouquet. Yep, they're having a chocolate cake. How exciting is that?
God. Is it going to be chocolate and brown on the outside?
Yeah, it goes... No, this is what goes...
Brown on the outside for a wedding cake isn't very wedding-y, is it? I thought they're supposed to be all white and pink and stuff.
Well, they can be whatever. It's going to be a chocolate
Open
cake.
Open your mind, thing, Toby.
People don't really like fruit cake. So basically, it's going to be brown chocolate on the bottom. The middle layer is white chocolate, and then brown again on the top.
Hey, which bit will you have? Bit of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women like chocolate. We
are talking
that at the beginning.
We are talking about cake, aren't we? Still. You're listening to City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Laura, can I ask you? There's a difference, isn't there? This is bloke talk, so we do have to sort of consider occasionally the difference between men and women. I think men look at a wedding as a chance to get together, see their friends, get drunk, have a dance, have a laugh, and go away the next day. Women seem to see it as so much more important than that, don't they? Do you think when a woman sees a female friend walk down the aisle, if the woman who's not the bride is single, is she ever truly happy for the woman, or is there just a kind of a tiny lingering ember of jealousy?
There could be jealousy there, but if they're your true friends, then you will be genuinely happy for them. But it might also make you sad about your own life.
Have you ever cried at a wedding?
I
don't mean cry when you see the bride walking down the aisle. I mean, you know, cried at the reception. And maybe said, "Why don't you love me?"
No, what? I don't understand what you're getting at here.
Well, no, you see that at weddings.
Weddings are an emotional occasion, and I guarantee you'll be crying at my sister's loads. But no, I've never cried out.
The curry's hot.
I think maybe...
What curry are you having, incidentally?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you get a choice.
Yeah, you get a choice. We're going to a restaurant.
Right,
so. They have a menu
like a
and you choose.
It's set wedding menu that they have with curries. Does it come with like...
I don't think normally they... I don't think they have many wedding parties.
Will they give you like a curry with one of those little figurines of like a bride and groom stuck in the top?
In your corner.
Sparkler.
No.
I'm glad to hear that. Toby, have you ever cried at a wedding?
Do you know what? We actually talked briefly about this last week, didn't we? And I can't remember the last wedding I went to because I think it was about 5 or 6 and it was in Israel, and I shouldn't really say this again because it was disgusting enough last week. I was very ill and had to be taken home early, very early.
You see, that happens when you're at weddings no matter what age you are.
Toby,
I wasn't ill from drunkenness though.
You haven't got to the age yet where all your friends started
there's one couple that have been together quite a long time and we're all sort of wondering when it's going to happen, but most of my mates are either still single or sort of just having 3-month relationships and then going on breaks and then breaking them by having another relationship with another person for 3 months. It's all very immature, me and my mates, really. It's rubbish.
See, a lot of my friends are in long-term relationships and I think they're all going to start getting married soon, and maybe I will start feeling a little bit jealous when everyone's getting married and
we know that you hate your current boyfriend.
No, I don't. That was a lie.
I knew a couple who were at a wedding once, not the couple getting married, we were mutual friends of the bride and groom, and the woman had been a vegetarian for about 12 years, and they had a massive argument at the wedding. And I don't quite get it still to this day, but as kind of revenge against her fella for this argument, the woman went to the buffet, picked up about, this was the night buffet obviously because there was drink involved, and picked up about 16 chicken drumsticks, went to a table in the corner and sat eating the chicken drumsticks one by one, crying. Laura, you're a woman. Can you explain that?
Why would that be revenge, though? Because does he care if she eats chicken or not?
He didn't seem to.
Maybe it's you've hurt me so much.
She's hurting herself by doing that.
I don't know. You've driven me to this strange behaviour.
I don't think that's a woman thing.
Man.
I think that's just a drunken thing.
Yeah.
That's drunken logic, isn't it? I'm going to get revenge by eating a chicken drumstick. Then he'll be sorry. So it's obviously just drunken logic.
Men, I think there's always a couple at a wedding that has an argument, though. Isn't that like a ritual?
Yeah, it comes after the speeches, doesn't
another
it?
Another couple that has an argument, possibly across the room, when they see someone chatting to an old friend that they used to go to school with, and it gets mistaken for something more.
Mm. But I think this comes back to the point. Weddings, I think, for women, are a time to stop and reflect. If you're a single woman, you might stop and reflect on why your fella hasn't proposed to you yet. If you're a married woman, you might stop and reflect about why you're not as happy as those two who have just got married seem to be. Laura?
Yes, I agree. It's definitely a time for reflection.
Well, you sound and like also, you've got there's a great probably, grasp of these women.
There's probably a bit of a competitiveness as well to make your wedding better than everyone else's, I should imagine.
Is this because 99% of your life is controlled by a woman by any chance?
Yeah, but I get to choose the football team.
Which football team will you choose when you have kids?
Tranmere.
I'm diplomatic.
That's actually the official radio answer to that question. Tranmere.
Even if you work in... I don't know, London.
Yeah, Tranmere. Tranmere is the answer. It cuts through the whole, you know, Spurs-Arsenal rivalry.
It's like, does my bum look big in this? No. Tranmere. Which football team are you going to support? Tranmere.
No, just say Tranmere to the other one. Does my bum look big in this? Tranmere. When are we going to get married? Tranmere.
It's quite good.
Do you love me? Tranmere.
is your relationship going well?
Tranmere. No, it's going swimmingly. I'm married 3 years, and my wife will be listening to this because it makes a nice change. She doesn't normally hear me on Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9 because normally it's presented by Duncan Barks. I'm Will Batchelor, Dunk's trusty sidekick normally, and his two Bloke Talk pals are still here. They are Toby Gillis and Laura Harms. They're tittering now because I'm trying to introduce some formality to the proceedings. I know you normally just chat about these things.
This is as formal.
I was going to say, if your wife's listening, I can't flirt with you.
Well, you can.
No, but I don't. I don't want to put her back.
Makes her jealous.
Well, I'd like to say, for the record, that Laura sat across a desk from me, and there's a very good 6 feet of what is this? Is that MDF?
Formica.
Formica.
And in fact, the footsie that you're playing is with me.
Oh, everyone's surprised.
I've not played the footsie since the credit crunch started. Well, it's interesting you should start talking about why you might want to flirt with me, Laura, because I've got a survey. I'm going to turn to the producer, Jonathan, now. Have we got time to go into a survey, Jonathan, or should we wait? Right, this survey has been done. I won't tell you who's done it yet because there's a clue in it later, but it's about sexual fantasies. Don't worry. 74% of Liverpool women regularly fantasise about someone other than their partner. And apparently Orlando Bloom is the celebrity we fantasise about the most. Firemen are the most fantasised about profession. And 95% of people say, yes, it's perfectly healthy for women to indulge in sexual fantasies. So
indulge in them?
Or indulge.
Not to actually carry them out.
No, I think indulge just means have a thought on this occasion. I can see some hands being waved behind me. The study also revealed that 27% dream of seducing a male friend, that's of women, while 23% fantasise about an encounter with a stranger. Have they never seen those Stranger Danger ads? And 45, this is the bit I'm getting to, 45% of women said they had raunchy thoughts about men other than their husband or boyfriend, with 19% regularly fantasising about a male colleague. Laura, you've got male colleagues.
Yeah.
Are you among the one in five?
You do what? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
She was looking at me, in fact.
Yeah, were you indulging? 19% of Liverpool
as if
women.
I'm going to talk about this on the radio.
Well, this is a show that you know, discusses relationship.
To thinking about my colleagues.
I think we'll take that as a yes then. All right, well, let's
go on. I'll tell you what, you know that thing about firefighters? I thought that was quite interesting. I liked the firefighter games. I enjoyed that. You know, when they were running up and down the tower.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that when them firefighters came to Liverpool.
I tell you what, all the women in this office were moaning about them, though, because they all said they were really ugly. I was like, you've got your dream of hundreds of firemen running up and down your tower, and now you're moaning about how good looking they are.
I thought some of them were quite tasty. Oh, you had to look beyond the face, though.
Mm. What were you looking at?
No, just
the breathing apparatus.
That would be the wall behind them.
They were very
them.
Fit men, you know. They had lovely legs and all that kind of thing.
So do you go with this fireman? I always thought it was kind of a cliche, the fireman thing, but is it a cliche
it's
for a reason?
It's a rescuing thing, isn't it? It's a rescuing thing. I think.
The sort of being lifted and carried out of
by
of
a strong protector. Yeah.
You must have met firemen. You're a working journalist. You must have been out on jobs and met them.
You must have
been to FBU rallies. I mean, does the reality live up to the
Leader of the council's a fireman? Do you
Yeah, that's true. Warren Bradley. And I said the rest of this survey is great. This just shows how the media works. It also talks about food. Food looming large in sexual fantasies. It says 40% of those questioned confirmed chocolate as their favourite fantasy, which kind of brings us back to what we were talking about at the beginning, followed by whipped cream. And up there on the indulgence-ometer are chips, which apparently beat caviar. And then you go on. I won't say the brand name, but do you know who did the survey? An oven chip maker.
Any random part of that.
And it says as if it's a great thing.
Do you think
they want to get in the papers.
Do you know what? I fantasize about using chips in my love life with my husband, and they thought, let's see how many women use chips, and then, well, we've got to make the survey bigger than just talking about chips.
Well, they probably thought that but by simply mentioning sex in conjunction with their product, it would get talked about on the radio. Clearly, that wouldn't work. The chips, apparently, the one thing they beat on the indulgence-ometer, their word, not mine, is caviar. Well, of course it beat caviar. Caviar's like a really horrible, expensive, fishy paste.
It's fish eggs.
I can't think of anything worse to indulge in your love life. But there you go. So chips are apparently sexy as well. You're listening to City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. This is Bloke Talk. We'll be back shortly.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing without a woman or a girl.
City Talk 105.9. This is the final chunk of Bloke Talk with me, Will Batchelor, standing in for Duncan Barks while he takes a well-earned rest. Not having a well-earned rest, his two usual Bloke Talk cohorts, they are Toby Gillis and Laura Harms, both from the newsroom here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. If you are listening to this on Saturday or Sunday, then hello. If you've taken the trouble to download the show,
you're not
off
saying
the
hello
internet
to people that aren't listening on a Saturday or a Sunday.
I had a joke all lined up.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
You've
start
talked.
Again.
It doesn't matter now.
Well, I'm sorry to have upset you there.
Well, it's ruined it a bit.
Should have warned, pre-warned us. Let's
just sit in silence for the next 12 minutes and we'll get through it. No, it is Halloween weekend. Halloween was on Friday, of course. But are you going to any Halloween do's this weekend? Are you going to a fancy dress do? It's very American, isn't it? Laura, are you going to a...
No, not this. Obviously, I've got,
well,
you've
got
wedding.
The wedding. That's kind of fancy dress, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
the
not
bride
dress
dresses
up as a... Can you imagine if I dressed up as,
the bride dresses
like,
as a virgin and...
What? I'm going to ignore that. Can you imagine if I dressed up in Halloween fancy dress? That would be quite funny, wouldn't it?
Well, if they were having it on Halloween, I think that would be quite a good... Have a themed wedding, wouldn't it?
I do... Do you know what? Halloween is one of those things that I do actually quite like to celebrate. I enjoy Halloween more than Christmas.
Halloloween more than Christmas?
Yeah, and I'll
justify
stand by
that. And give reasons for your answer.
I'm not a big fan of Christmas, and you'll probably learn this as the weeks go on, as Christmas gets closer. I'm a bit of a bar humbug. I just find the whole thing a bit sickening. Just the whole hype around it, and the people get
so
worked up.
There's no hype around Halloween.
No, there's not. But you don't build up to Halloween for ages. You don't, and it's like people go on
basically,
about
Christmas.
You just
people
don't
go like
on about
presents, do you?
No, people go on about Christmas presents as if they're really hard to get hold of and that you have to buy them months in advance. No, you don't. You can do it in a day.
We
easily.
Were talking in the office about a survey that came round a couple of weeks ago that suggested that people on average are spending £300 this year on Christmas presents. Laura suggested that she was going to buy, was it three or four presents for close friends and family? No, right. Not friends, sorry, only family. She said she'd spend about £5 each on them.
No, I didn't. I said £30.
Altogether?
Yeah. But I'm lucky that I don't have, you know, I don't have children to buy for.
What do you get for a tenner nowadays on the Christmas gift?
Yeah, but
market?
we don't really celebrate Christmas that much in my family. Like, my mum and dad don't buy me big presents or anything.
You
and
have
they
a
never
big blowout around Halloween instead.
That would be why you're not bothered about Christmas. Surely, if it was never made a big thing, do you not think that's a bit of a shame? Would you
not like to love Christmas? I like the day itself. It's fine. It's good. It's good to see your family. It's good to eat all the nice food. but it's just the build-up. I can't stand it, and I hate the same old cheesy songs that they play in all the shops every year, and the commercialism
all of them.
Of it.
All of them.
Which ones do I like now?
While you're thinking, I've got to admit, I've got incredibly girly taste in Christmas songs. One of my favourites is Mariah Carey.
I knew you were going to say that.
All
that's
I
a
want
good
for
song.
Christmas. I also like
I hate Slade.
E17.
Yeah. Although that's not strictly a Christmas song because it's got nothing to do with Christmas.
It's
just
got Christmas
bells,
bells
at the start.
Staying of the day.
And it happened
to be
Christmas number one.
But it had bells, and on the video they wore white.
But I wouldn't actually describe
jackets.
It as a Christmas song because it hasn't got Christmas in the title.
No, I know what you're saying, but
during it, a reference is that. Probably
yeah.
It?
If you play it to anyone of a certain age, like Pavlov's dog, we will start thinking about tinsel and walnuts and whatever else happens.
My problem with Christmas is how early it starts.
That's what I mean.
I think it should start. My personal rule is don't even think about Christmas until December.
Yes,
at the earliest,
I agree.
December the 1st, Christmas tree maybe goes up December the 20th.
10th, 15th.
Yeah. Have a few, maybe a couple of white lights around
but
your
tree. But
you
know these
outside.
People who put their decorations up really early, they start wearing Santa hats into work. You think, come
there's
on,
no excuse for wearing a Santa hat to work unless it's Christmas Eve and you're the office joker.
I tell you what, I'd love it if Duncan came in dressed as Santa and you came in as an elf. That would be brilliant.
We'll do that. Who do you think would
make a great Santa, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and you'd make a great elf.
Who do you think from the City Talk 105.9 lineup is most likely to wear a Santa hat into work?
Possibly
at some
Duncan,
point?
Actually. Duncan, I'd be interested to see
Phil
Pete
Easton
Price.
Would look good.
Phil Easton
as
actually
Santa.
Would probably.
But
yeah.
He's got the beard.
Yeah, he's got a white beard.
I think
is
you would
it
be
white?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's white.
Kim Hughes would make a good elf for him as well, wouldn't she?
Yes.
Is a female elf an elfin? Is that right? Or is that have I got that?
No, elfin is an adjective you use to describe a woman with elf-like features.
I see. Oh, that's not what you are, Kim. Don't worry. Sorry.
I can see Rick Vaughan over on our sister station, Radio City 96.7, getting quite into the Christmas
spirit. Yeah, but
spirit.
You know that he won't just wear some conventional Father Christmas outfit. It'll be made out of lycra, look a bit more like a superhero than a...
It'll be covered in diamonds. Yeah.
Could you see Kieran Fox from our other sister station, Magic 1548, wearing a Santa hat or any kind of Santa outfit?
Yeah.
Anyway, you're listening to the Talk 105.9.
If you don't know
the
what these
Liverpool.
People look like, but get onto our website.
Yeah. Other radio stations are available. Website's www.citytalk.fm. We can't talk about staff from other stations, albeit sister stations.
No, Rick Vaughan's been on this show. He's a friend of the show.
Oh, that's true.
So that's all right.
You know the sister station thing? If City Talk 105.9, Magic 1548 and Radio City 96.7 are sisters, who's the mum? And who's the dad?
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Bauer.
Yeah,
that's the company that owns us.
I don't know if they'd like to lay claim to, you know, bearing these radio
stations.
Yeah,
why is there no brother? That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, they just happen to be female, don't they? It's just like, you know, you talk about great nations as females, don't you?
And ships. I like that, you know. I like the way they say she.
Yeah,
for a ship. I think that's very nice.
What else do they say it for? They just talk about nations, you're right. A train's female. Would you talk about...
well, recently
you know,
they've named a couple of trains in Liverpool, haven't they?
One of them named John Peel. That's not a girly name.
No, it's not a girly
she.
Name.
She. John
and
Peel,
I think
she.
John Peel would be quite upset if his train was referred to in the feminine, probably.
I saw a shake of the head from our producer, Jonathan Dean. Train's known as she... No idea. He's shaking as in no idea, as opposed to no. But what about lorries or milk floats?
Lorries. Good.
I think cars, people like name their cars and a lot
yep,
of the time.
Yep, she's a beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but sometimes, do people name their cars as men? Some people do.
I think girls actually tend to name them boys' names and perhaps... I don't think men name their cars,
well,
but
yeah.
They do say
is that just a woman thing to
oh,
name
God,
your car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name
it's so
anything,
pathetic, isn't it?
Perhaps other than your manhood and your children is a feminine thing.
Actually, the car that I've got, I think, was called something stupid like Betty or something by its previous owner.
Well, what do you mean
car?
By its previous owner?
Which was a woman.
Well, she didn't buy a brand new car.
No, I got given it for free by Dave's gran.
Fantastic.
I understand the concept of a car having a previous owner. What I'm suggesting is, just because she called it Betty, it's not still called Betty.
No, it's
Have
not.
Have you ever referred to the car as Betty?
No, I've called it the car. That's the thing. Are you looking after Betty? Who's Betty? It's now just the car. Get over it.
It's mine. You gave it to me. It's no longer
Betty. I find it weird, this whole naming cars. It's strange.
That's quite a blokey attitude of you, because
I think
it is quite a girly girl thing to do, actually, to name cars.
Yeah, it's that kind of pretending to be young.
They want a pink one, and
my car's called Morris. Yeah.
Actually, there's lots of cars called Morris, though. It was a very successful British brand, but you know what I mean.
Other cars are available.
Yeah, correct. But Morris Minors certainly aren't, or any other Morris car. Toby, have you ever named a car?
No, never named a car. Never really named anything.
Have you ever named any of the previous things you mentioned?
What, children or manhood?
Yes.
No.
Okay, good. Right. Toby, are you
what
going
about
to...
about you, Will?
I kind of named my first car, having just criticised people who did, but I called it the Hog, which isn't really giving
it... The Hog?
The Hog, yeah.
So why did you call it that? Was it brown?
No, it was a purple Fiesta.
Purple?
Well, not purple, maroon,
Was it
sorry,
like a
maroon.
Pig in any way?
It kind of had... It was the old-style Fiesta with the Mark 1 rear end and the Mark 2 front end.
Do you mean
that
it
means
was
nothing
two
to me.
Separate cars
yes.
stuck together
See, I would
by
have known.
Gaffer tape down the middle?
Is that what that means?
You can't have a Mark... Mark 1 is like
I don't
the
know
first
what that
edition
means.
Of a car. Mark 2 is the second edition.
No,
right.
What about Mark 20 with Fiestas at the moment?
I have no idea.
And so to have a different mark on the front and on the back suggests that it's been soldered together down
See,
the middle
See, I wouldn't
somewhere.
Have understood.
No,
let me
explain. It wasn't a cut and shut, because that would be illegal. It was... Fiestas started out life very boxy, very angular, and then they became more rounded as they became a bit more generic and for everyone. And for a while, there was a Fiesta with a kind of a rounded front with soft, round headlights and a more angular square back. So that's what I meant. It was one car, though, I promise.
So female car from the front, male car from the back.
Yes.
And
See
have
what
you
they
ever,
were going for, then.
Have you ever named anything else?
No, I don't think I have. I've named my cats, but...
Never a part of the body?
No. No, that's strange.
Never a part of anyone else's body?
No, I think that's strange. But, I mean, again, it's kind of a silly thing to do, but some ladies will apparently name their breasts.
I believe so.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, because
Actually,
you're a lady.
About it, I did
I,
once
I've
name
never known that.
A young lady's breasts once.
You named
them.
I
was on, and we named them Phil and Grant after the well-known EastEnders characters.
Yeah, I can
and
see
they
that.
And became name that permanently.
Because you right said Fred kind of works for that as well, doesn't
it? Does.
If you don't count the other one, the one with hair. What's his name anyway?
I wouldn't know any of them.
Are either of those two called Fred?
Just about.
Yeah,
to ask
Fred
that
is Fred and Richard Fairbrass. They're the brothers.
She knows. Do you think Richard was a bit upset not to have his name reflected in the name of the band?
Yeah. Why couldn't it be called Right Said Dick?
Because they're obviously that's not a phrase, and Right Said Fred is a phrase.
Why is Right Said
anyway,
Fred
only
a phrase?
Because they called themselves Right
Said
Fred.
I don't
Said
know.
Fred,
it's a song, isn't it?
It's a song.
Right Said Fred.
Well, then there should have been some sort of copyright laws over that, and they'd have been forced to call themselves Right Said Dick.
But anyway, Richard Fairbrass got all the limelight because he was the lead singer. The other one was like the bass player.
So it was like, we'll let you
have the
limelight with the title. And
I used
then
to love Right
will
Said
know
Fred.
Who I am.
Well,
you can't love Right Said Fred. They were basically a novelty act.
Yeah, but I was like 10 at the time,
that's
and
like
it was
saying,
really
I
funny.
I love the Tiswas single.
Obviously, their song was called "I'm Too Sexy." I didn't really understand the concept of sexy because I was 10, and I wanted to buy a T-shirt.
Oh no!
I wanted to buy a T-shirt with so "I'm Too Sexy" massive, and my mum was like, "You're not having that T-shirt." I was like, "Why not?"
I think that's good mothering by Mrs.
I know,
Harms.
But I understand now, but I got in a right mood. She bought me a little cuddly toy fox instead. And that's the end of
Did
that
you
story.
Call it sexy by any chance?
Why can't I have I'm Too Sexy?
Did you name the fox?
I don't think I did. I do name cuddly toys, actually. That's one thing I name.
That's a girly thing. Cuddly toys as a whole is a girly thing. Yeah. Probably.
Okay, well, give
day.
Me the name of one of your cuddly toys.
I've got Rory the lion.
Well, you've talked about him.
Yeah.
Logical.
And my other favourite is Steve the monkey.
You were considering ripping Rory up and sending him bit by bit to your boyfriend whilst you were on the break, weren't you?
Yeah.
But they're not on a break now. They're what is it? Dating? Exclusive?
Seeing each other, apparently.
Oh, seeing each other. Which is that
very
that and dating?
I'm very proud that we're seeing each other after 3 years. It's great to get to that stage.
Well, congratulations to Laura's Other Half, Dave. Dave, if you were invited to the wedding, I hope you had a smashing day, and to the rest of the Harms clan, who will be up in the northwest celebrating Laura's sister's wedding over this Halloween weekend. Toby Gillis.
Thank you.
I hope you have a fantastic weekend as well.
Can I just say that probably a good idea not to invite Dave now, because that would make there be 13 guests to the wedding. Not a good place to start.
Don't want to be the 13th guest. Dave's already got a bad enough rep as it is. But Dave, you may be listening to this show, so hello if you are. And thanks to everyone else for listening either on Saturday, on Sunday. And if you did take the trouble to download the show off the website, then I'm very sorry. This is Will Batchelor covering for Duncan Barks on Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.